Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anything that you want. As we kick off another week of fun here, you can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It goes Mountaineer.
And Aria. We're going to start out tonight with a special guest. Normally he calls into the show just as an unscheduled caller, but tonight he's scheduled. He's Greg in New York, who also happens to be one of the guys behind Intercoin. Would it be right to call you the founder or co-creator? What's the proper terminology, Greg?
I think so. I founded the project, so you could call me the founder.
All right, so founder of Intercoin, which is something we've talked about a lot over the last year or so here on Free Talk Live. And recently, Intercoin came back on board as a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. And unfortunately, due to some ridiculous bail conditions that I'm underneath, I am not legally allowed to talk to Mark Edge. And Mark, for listeners who maybe are new to the show, if you're new to the show, you might not even know who Mark is, because he hasn't been on very much at all in recent
months. He's on vacation from all the hard work he's been doing.
Yeah, well, he's kind of like on a permanent vacation, it seems like, and he is...
He is. Gotta love it, man.
Yeah, it's nice to be Mark in that case, but it's also not nice to be Mark because apparently he's losing his mind and claims that post his COVID infection, he claims he's more forgetful now than he's ever been.
Yes, he provided us with a live read and doesn't recall having written it.
Yeah, so one of Mark's roles with Free Talk Live is he kind of handles the sales end of things. So, Aria, you and I, we handle the program end of things, and Mark does whatever needs to be done in order to facilitate bringing people on as sponsors of Free Talk Live. And usually that involves, you know, talking with a client about what do they want us to say. You know, what are the
things? As of lately, it involves more directing them to me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
enjoy your vacation, Mark.
Yeah. So, you know, that it's sort of like, well, okay, well, how can we, you know, make sure that the client gets what they want said on the air and fill all the holes and get things done.
Some balls were dropped.
Yeah, some balls get dropped, especially when I can't actually communicate with him, which is normally an important factor in smooth operations of things here. So we've been promoting Intercoin, and intercoin.org, of course, is the website. Let's talk a little bit about what Intercoin is. What happened, though, just to make sure our listeners understand what went wrong, was basically we started airing something that shouldn't have been airing in the last week or two. It wasn't like it was completely inaccurate, but it was like not quite to the level that I want things to be on the air. And so I talked with you about it over the weekend, Greg, and that's when we determined that Mark had submitted this particular ad copy to Aria and I way too early. And so I just want to have you on the show to kind of let our listeners know where exactly the Intercoin project is in its development. But first, give us a pitch. You know, what is Intercoin?
Sure. And, you know, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of Mark. Since I've called into the show, I think he's been very helpful in many ways in terms of, you know, educating me about the crypto space. And by the way, calling into the show in general with you guys, I was able to make the universal basic income part of Intercoin voluntary. So we actually now call it VBI, which is voluntary basic income, which I think no one else has done. Yeah.
So some work. So for a listener just tuning in for the first time, you know, we go over brief thing basics about Intercoin on the show, but you'd probably be the best person to talk about it. Somebody's brand new tuning in for the first time right now, and they're hearing us talking about this. What is Intercoin?
Sure. So let me start at the beginning. So in the beginning, there was Bitcoin, and it was all right. It was nice. But it was supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system.
Mm-hmm.
That was the title of Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper. Somewhere around 2012, 2013, people realized that it wasn't really acting like a cash system, meaning the dream was that people would pay each other in their day-to-day lives. You know, you go to dinner, you pay with Bitcoin, and so on. But, you know, having a blockchain, like everyone has to use the same block, all transactions in the world would have to be winding up in the block. To put it in perspective, that's like instant BitTorrent. Everyone would have to serve every file and every movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's a bit overkill. It does solve the double spend problem, but, it was hard. So about 2012-13, Bitcoin started to become a sort of a store of value. That's what people said it was. And in 2013, I think there was someone who wrote HODL instead of HOLD because they said they were drunk or who knows on the forum.
I think they were rushed because, you know, the price of Bitcoin was crashing and they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want people to sell off. So they were just rushed and had a typo, as I understand
it. Or maybe they were rushed and drunk. It's possible. Anyway.
Well, it took on a life of its own, the HODL thing.
Yeah, it did.
You know, and it became an attractive thing. Well, okay, Bitcoin's a store of value. Well, as you know, Roger Ver, he heard your show, and he started Bitcoin Cash because he also felt...
He didn't actually start. I want to correct the history. Roger personally denies this. He says he did not start Bitcoin Cash. He didn't even know about it until it had already split off.
He just supported it, right?
After you know assessing the situation, he decided to throw his support behind Bitcoin Cash. But as he would point out, he also supports anything that works. So Roger has purchased Dash, he's purchased Monero, and he's publicly announced those things as well. So Roger just wants cryptocurrency to be used as peer-to-peer cash, and so he'll support anything that you know moves that ball forward. Anyway,
oh, fantastic.
Go ahead.
All right, so that's, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Actually, sidebar, I think Elon Musk did not actually start Tesla. He bought it from previous owners, but I could be wrong.
He started Dogecoin, didn't he?
No.
That's a joke, everyone. Yeah. Get up in arms.
Al Gore started the internet, I'm pretty sure. okay. So Intercoin asks the question, what if crypto would actually go mainstream finally? What if communities would use crypto for more than just speculation and investing in currencies, hoping that they will go up? Perhaps, what would that look like? So Intercoin focuses on maximum utility and adoption. And so essentially, it would look like this. Any community in the world would be able to have its own currency, just the same way that, let's say, they have their own local area network. And they have their own Wi-Fi. And then what would happen would be that Intercoin interconnected all of these local currencies into one exchange, kind of like a little bit like Uniswap or PancakeSwap, allowing you to trade one for the other, except it would be super easy. It would be like the Mac brought personal computing to the masses because they basically were able to actually use the graphical user interface. So we wanted Intercoin to be something that's easy to use by anybody and seamless, but at the same time you can earn coins in one community and then spend them across a growing number of communities around the world. So that's the vision, and we thought that if that was the case, that would actually be a much more adopted system of money than Bitcoin would be. And so, you know, not to compete with Bitcoin, I think Bitcoin could be really and has held its value really well and, in fact, has gone up in value. And it's only 21 million coins. So a lot of those characteristics are inherent in Intercoin itself. We just want to have local communities like sidechains seamlessly hanging off of it rather than and take advantage of smart contracts.
So let me ask this just to clarify something. Is Intercoin intended to be its own blockchain eventually? Because I know that right now there's the ITR token, and we will talk about that. That's on the Ethereum network. That's not the ultimate vision for Intercoin, though. Can you clear that up for me?
That's right. So the ITR token is the investor token. ITR, happily it turned out, ITR is also letters of the word investor. So basically, if you want to speculate or you want to buy a coin, you can buy ITR the same way that you might want to buy anything else that might go up in value. depending on how things go. But the thing is that Intercoin, which I'll get to after the break.
Stand by, Greg. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here in moments, because as I understand it, it's the ITR token that is currently for sale via intercoin.org, and we'll explain why someone might want to pick some of those things up. We're pretty early on in this whole process, so it's definitely an early adopter phase here. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This This is Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want, though, right now. If you're going to call in, you do need to have a question for Greg, who is the guy behind Intercoin, the founder of Intercoin. He's certainly not the only guy behind it. There's a big team involved there, and you can learn more about them and the project over at intercoin.org. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Arya.
So a lot of our listeners are probably brand new to this, so Greg is kind of going over the basics, the idea that this is a way for communities to launch their own cryptocurrency or their own token. Now, there is a difference, right? So, like, launching a token, you can normally just go on to, you know, some website and say, I want to make Arya coin, and then, or Arya token, and then you can put in, you know, you want a billion of them, or a million, or 20 million, or whatever, and then poof, there's 20 million Arya token.
I don't know about those, but I have made ERC-20 tokens before.
That's what I'm talking about, ERC-20, which is the Ethereum blockchain. So it's super easy to do this. When somebody creates one of these community currencies, Greg, is this going to be a token on the Intercoin blockchain? Again, we're talking about the vision for down the road, not that this is available immediately. Or is it going to be its own cryptocurrency? How's that going to work?
So at the moment, right, Intercoin lets you, you know, start a coin on Ethereum, but also any Ethereum-compatible network, such as Binance Smart Chain, Matic, which is now called Polygon, as well as dozens of others that support the Ethereum virtual machine. Even Solana will be supporting the EVM. It's sort of the one that all the smart contracts are written for at the moment.
So I have a question then. If they can already create a token using ERC-20 and Ethereum, why would they do that with Intercoin? What you're presenting as Intercoin is a competitor to Ethereum?
Not necessarily. So you can think of it like this. ERC-20 is a standard. Think of it like HTTP is a protocol. Any web server can connect to a website. So to say that, yes, you can put up a website with some text, but that's only the beginning. Intercoin doesn't just let you make an ERC-20 token, even though the tokens that you have would run, you know, as an ERC-20 token, for example. Intercoin helps you to create your community coin and consult with you soup to nuts. In a way, you know, first you have to issue your coin, then you have to give it into the hands of your members of your community. Then you'd like to have the vendors around, let's say, your college campus, just to give an example, accept the coin in the local cafeteria and bookstore and so on, and then cash it out. Then we help you to join the Intercoin network and essentially join a growing number of communities where the coin can be exchanged for other coins. And all of this can be done seamlessly through the Intercoin app that will be coming out.
When you say exchanged for the other coins that are on that network, do you mean like through the app or just by trading with people?
Through the app. So it's all open source and open protocols, so it doesn't have to be our app. But essentially, it's like there are many wallets for Ethereum, so the Intercoin app would just be a very friendly wallet. I can basically, the analogy would be, right now the crypto space is sort of like DOS or Unix, where you have to type commands, right? Back in the day, that wasn't very user-friendly, and most people did not use computers for that reason. Then finally, when we got the internet, and that became super easy to connect, and then we got the graphical user interface also, and the iPhones and so on, now everyone is addicted to their phones, and everyone is constantly checking. So what changed? The technology became friendlier and easy to use. That's the point of Intercoin.
So you're saying Intercoin will take some existing technology and make it accessible by a larger swath of the population?
Oh, yeah, but Intercoin does way more than that. In the same way that, let's say, Macintosh applications or Windows applications brought in the idea of a graphical user interface, Intercoin has applications out of the gate that we'll be launching with, like voting. You'll be able to vote as a community and have democratic policy decisions about how many coins you want to give out or how much universal basic income you might want to give out to, let's say, the students at the university and so on. Mm-hmm. All these things are all interconnected. And by the way, the Consumer Price Index just came out in the United States. It's very coarse. I think there's about five regions in the whole United States that they survey. With Intercoin, you would know from the blockchain data the statistics on how the money is being used. So if I airdrop money to, let's say, Haiti after an earthquake, I can see how the money statistically on what is it being spent. That's the idea of Intercoin. Tying it all together, there's voting, governance, universal basic income, smart economies. That's really what we're building.
So this is bigger than, just to bring up something Aria brought up during a break, this is why you would say somebody that wants to have this community coin wouldn't want to just adopt something like Dash or Bitcoin Cash, because they would want something that's more customizable for what they're trying to do?
Yeah, it's a bit like saying, permit me to say this, it's like having Notepad to write some text versus having, let's say, Google Docs, where you can collaborate on documents, share them, and insert pictures, and do it all in real time and get things done. That's currently the state of the crypto space is a bit like DOS or Notepad or something like that, and we want to make it much more user-centric.
So I had a couple of questions about the voting thing, because that's definitely something that it very much interests me as far as the potential for distributed blockchain technology in general. Now, do you have a way where you can definitely check all of the votes, but you can't see who voted which way?
Yeah, it actually turns out to be somewhat of a hard problem. If you are able to ensure that each person has exactly one account, you can do a lot of cool things. First, you can do a universal basic income, because obviously if you have multiple accounts, you can cheat and get more money. Secondly, you can vote. But in order to do that, there has to be some central entity. It can be called, you know, some agency of the organization or of the community, whatever it is, would give everyone one token, and then they would have to go through a mixer to make sure that you cannot, no one can trace where the...
Uh-oh, I think we lost him.
Nope.
Sorry, you're saying so go through the mixer so no one can trace what?
So no one could know who was associated with which token, mm-hmm. but you need to make sure that everyone has only one token.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about the current status of the project. There's this ITR token. That is something that was being sold a year ago when we were first talking about this. We could only really promote this to what they call accredited investors. And this is basically a U.S., well, at least those in the U.S. There are people outside of the U.S. You don't have to be accredited from what I understand. But due to all these stupid SEC rules, you had to be an accredited investor, which means you had to have a bunch of money in order to pick up these investor tokens. That situation has changed. Now, correct? Meaning that anyone can pick these things up?
In a large way, that's correct.
I want to hear more about that if you can. Stand by. Greg is with us here. He's the founder of Intercoin. And he's got a limited time, so this next segment's going to be the last one with Greg for tonight. But I'm sure we'll be hearing about the various different upgrades and things like that as they come around. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Tropical Storm Nicholas is nothing to mess with.
Life-threatening flash flooding due to very heavy rainfall will be the primary concern, with rain totals of 6 to 10 inches across South Louisiana.
The Democrat adding the threat of flooding is made worse by all the mess from Hurricane Ida, which is still clogging storm drains. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on the hot seat over the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken defending the chaos in Afghanistan by arguing no one anticipated the rapid collapse of the Afghan government.
Nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Blinken saying the State Department is not sure how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now back up to the price it was 2 weeks ago. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
After falling 2 cents a gallon during the last reporting period, the national average is now back up to $3.25, an increase of 2 cents over the last week. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us about the spread from region to region.
San Francisco Bay is the high at $4.48. And the low is Houston at $2.74. Between those extremes, we have Indianapolis at $3.12, Long Island $3.23, and Seattle at $4.01.
Local governments in Florida that mandate employees to get COVID-19 shots may face fines from the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis making the threat in Gainesville, where city employees are suing over the mandate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here and join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Pinkless Mountaineer and Aria in the studio here tonight. We do have Greg with us. He's the founder of Intercoin at intercoin.org. And we've been talking with Greg, just kind of getting the basics about, well, you know, what is the project all about and where is it currently at in its process. There's one of those roadmap things over at intercoin.org. So if you want to check that out, you can. At this point, the Intercoin token that's available is actually what's called the investor token. So it's ITR. It's on the Ethereum blockchain at this time. And last year, I was mentioning that what we were promoting last year was that people could, if they were in the United States, if they are what's called accredited investors, they could buy this thing, which basically means that most of our listeners couldn't buy it. Greg, how has that changed now?
Yeah, so basically, oh, by the way, I should say, I think I might have one more segment. If you guys have more questions, I'm happy to answer.
Okay.
So Intercoin, let me kind of back up a second. The SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, was set up in 1933 by the U.S. government because in 1933 they said there's a lot of people who were, you know, hawking all kinds of crazy things that to grandmas and other things. So they didn't want fly-by-night things like this, and they made the Securities and Exchange Commission, and then they made all these, the Howey test comes out of the court case. Basically, it says that if people have an expectation of profit from the actions of others, and they're kind of just giving over their money and hoping that things will go well, then that is governed by U.S. securities laws. So I wanted to say this. I want to say yes. Obviously, like all government regulation, it has unintended consequences where the rich get richer because only the rich can invest early on in these things. That's nice. What it means to be an accredited investor. Having said that, there are exemptions to securities having to register with the SEC. One of those exemptions is that if you are an investor and you held for 1 year, even if you're in the United States, you can then resell to others. Having shown that you are, you know, in good faith invested and you weren't just a guy who is an underwriter or trying to resell right away. So because we had so many investors already, you know, buying over the last 2-3 years, now people who come in, they can buy from either the non-U.S. investors or the accredited investors that held and so forth. So literally there's now a secondary market that is available over Uniswap and other things, or is starting to become available as people add liquidity to the liquidity pools and so forth. So that's starting to come in.
There's actually a page on the intercoin.org website which lists people who I presume are the early investors that have a fairly large amount of the ITR tokens that are interested in selling. I don't know if they're interested in selling them all at once or if they're willing to sell portions, but there's email addresses for all those people there. So there's, you know, you can do it the old-fashioned way by pinging those people and saying, hey, you know, you'd like to buy their ITR tokens. And then there's also, like you said, sites like Uniswap, although right now that's probably not the best method because it's pretty early on. There's not a lot of liquidity on that particular pool, and it's also hard to find it. And I imagine that's something that you guys are going to be looking to remedy pretty soon.
Yeah, I would encourage anyone listening to this who might be interested to just go to intercoin.org and fill in your email. Join the community, and the team will reach out to you, as you know, you guys probably experienced as well. So the team reaches out. If you're not an accredited investor, we'll guide you on how to install an Ethereum wallet. And then if you can reach out to those people who want to sell on the bulletin board, we spoke to our lawyers, we spoke to legal advisors, and they said, yeah, bulletin board where you simply list the sellers is fine. There's a couple other things that are fine. So, yeah, we just go to intercoin.org, look around, and if you fill in your email, the team can help you. But you can also join our Telegram, which is the Intercoin official chat on Telegram as well.
Okay, very cool. Do you guys have any other questions at the moment for Greg about Intercoin?
I don't know. He's been really thorough, and I'm glad to have the clarifications that we've had tonight. I mean, especially in regard to the grand scheme of Intercoin, because he's absolutely right. Crypto isn't exactly easy to use for the average person.
No, not yet.
And the average person sometimes doesn't even know what a web browser is. Right? They think Google Chrome is their email or whatever. Mm. So it has to be made more user-friendly.
It has to be, and you know, if we don't act, we're going to be living in a world where Amazon and all these governments with the Chinese yuan, digital dollar, the central bank digital currencies, as they're called, they're going to now take over, and it's going to be more centralized than the current banking system, which at least has underwriters in different banks deciding where and how to issue the loans. Now we're going to have one centralized central bank currency, and that would be very interesting to see how the monetary policy happens. So Intercoin is very important because, if, like I always say, if we don't do something, the government will, and that's what happened with the pandemic, and that's happening everywhere. So I just want to say one last thing about this because I think it's important. The reason why we have two tokens, the investor token and the Intercoin, is because we want to keep speculators almost out of the Intercoin token. Most projects like Telegram and Messenger and others, they raise money with the same token that they intend to become a currency. And there's a fundamental contradiction there, the SEC aside and everything like that. If one is buying something as an investment, they expect it to go up because the ecosystem grows and so forth. If someone is buying Intercoin or utility token to back their city's economy, all they really want is to make sure that it's stable and not going to go down, not necessarily that it's going to go 1,000x. So whenever a city installs the 5G or infrastructure of any kind, water for their citizens, they're not doing it so they can resell the water later at a profit or the 5G. They're doing it for the utility that it brings their community. So Intercoin embraces that and says, if you want to invest in the project, go ahead and buy the IPR token. And if you want to be a community, to start your own community, reach out to us, by the way. This is the other thing. You don't have to be an accredited investor. If you have a business, you have any kind of community, reach out to us at intercoin.org, and we can get in touch, and we can help build the community currency for you, help build your voting system and everything else for you. That's what we can do.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the other token, which doesn't exist yet, right? There's ITR, which is the investor token. That's available. You can go to intercoin.org and learn about how to acquire that. But this the Inter, which is the actual, eventual Intercoin token, it's not out yet, right?
Right. Inter is supposed to be the bridge currency between communities. It's the currency, you can think of it like gold. So when banks needed to settle their balances and differences, they would use gold and they would move gold from one place to the other. It's a bit like the Federal Reserve System, where the banks are moving things around with the ACH, automated clearinghouse payments. So it's not exactly the same, but Intercoin is used in that way. And so it has different properties than an investor, because if you get investors to buy it, they can also dump it in the future. And so you got to make sure that there is stability in what could be a global financial, system between communities that can help serve one another, essentially.
So does that mean the Inter token will not be for sale? How's that going to work?
So the Inter token is something that communities would want to buy. So if you have a community, you need to back your monetary supply with something. Otherwise, it's just monopoly money. So Intercoin is that something. You buy Intercoin as a community so that your vendors can then cash out for this coin, and then that system can let them trade it for anything, or I should say will be able to trade it for, Bitcoin, for fiat, on different exchanges. Also, my favorite, they can go to other communities. So you can earn coins on Wikipedia for writing articles, and then you can use those coins in a restaurant in Detroit, just sitting and eating and paying seamlessly.
In theory, if Wikipedia had its own coin connected to the Intercoin system. It's interesting. Greg, thanks for coming on and giving us the rundown here tonight. Definitely appreciate the clarification.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So, Greg, he's the creator there at Intercoin, and it's definitely something that I think we're going to be learning more about as time goes on and the system gets more advanced and more available. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. All you have to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Fauci is calling for more mandates. The Joe Biden mandates didn't go far enough. We'll play the audio of what he's asking for coming up here in moments. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Aria. But, you know, since we started out talking about Intercoin, we can stay on the crypto topic. I've got some interesting news about Coinbase, which is the big player, like one of the biggest players in the United States, probably globally, as far as acquiring cryptocurrency goes. Coinbase is
the devil.
It's
the Mt. Gox of its time.
Well, that's an old reference. Mt. Gox was the very first crypto exchange that
screwed, I mean, they were okay. They
got hacked and screwed people. Or it was an inside job or something like that. I forget exactly what happened with Mt. Gox. But some people got screwed by them. And Coinbase is like the big bank, basically, of crypto. They're not technically a bank. Actually, I don't think they filed to become a bank, unlike some of their competitors. But yeah, they likely will.
They're the Bank of America of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, they're that kind of a big corporation that loves themselves some government regulators.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because Coinbase generally is the one who wants to write the regulations, so...
Yeah, and then a few days ago, I saw the CEO of Coinbase, Brian Armstrong, who has been the CEO of Coinbase as long as I can recall. He's the guy who I saw at a party. I've told the story a million times on the air, but for listeners just tuning in for the first time, it was at one of these like shindigs at the convention. It was a Bitcoin convention early on. I was standing there in a group of four people. I was one of the four. There was an attorney, this guy Brian Armstrong, and another guy from another now defunct trading corporation. And he and this Brian Armstrong from Coinbase were talking about how they were going to create a white hats society of companies that would analyze the blockchain, because remember, Bitcoin transactions are public. So they would analyze the blockchain, and then any cryptocurrency or any Bitcoin that had gone through the hands of a illicit transaction, meaning they could tell, for instance, if it had gone through the Silk Road at the time, this underground drug marketplace.
So they can tell to an extent, can't they?
They can tell, because if they can identify the wallet that the Silk Road was using.
Oh, yeah.
And then they can just say any Bitcoins that have gone through that wallet, we believe are, you know, part and parcel of some sort of criminal action, even though you could still go to the Silk Road and buy completely legal items.
Yeah, you could buy a sofa on Silk Road if you wanted.
You could buy books, you can buy what, you know, packing materials, there's all kinds of stuff. Of course, the Silk Road is closed, but I'm giving you an example of what it was like back then, and there's competitors that are similar to the Silk Road today. Although most of these markets are now moving towards Monero because it's actually a privacy currency, and so they wouldn't be able to do this with that. But the idea was they would identify the bad Bitcoins, and then they would say, okay, well, these are black-marked Bitcoins. We're not going to let you deposit them into our service.
But that just screws people who may have bought the Bitcoins not knowing it.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, so if someone sells whatever on one of those illicit exchanges,
yep,
and then they come buy a sandwich from my shop, and I decide to try and change that into a different thing or invest that in a different cryptocurrency, they get, oh, sorry, you got that from the wrong person.
Yeah, that there's black Bitcoin. That is unwanted Bitcoin by these corporations. So they were gonna form a group of corporations that would show the government how obedient. Hey, look, government, you didn't tell us to do this. We did this on our own. We want to show you how much we want to be regulated, because that's so important.
Yeah, wouldn't that just encourage someone else to come along with a smaller exchange that does accept that?
Yeah, except then they don't have the resources to fight the U.S. government that would crack down on them because of the regulations written by Coinbase and Kraken and Gemini. Mm.
So what happened to Coinbase? Well, just a few days ago, Brian Armstrong, the very same CEO, took to Twitter to complain about his recent interaction with the SEC, the Federal Government Securities and Exchange Commission.
See, I have no sympathy for him because Coinbase entered into this sadomasochistic relationship with the government of their own accord. The government didn't even ask them to do that. Just says, hey, here's a whip, daddy, thanks. Mm-hmm. And then they just go cry on Twitter about how their daddy treated them.
And that's
like
what
you
I
asked
want to share
for this.
That's what I want to share with you, is how daddy is treating them. So you can.
You mean when I signed this deal with the devil, it wasn't what I wanted to happen?
So I just thought this was pretty entertaining and instructive. Like, when you get in bed with these people, you got to expect to get effed. So here's what happened. I'm just going to go through his Twitter posts. They actually did make a blog post about this with their chief legal officer writing it. But I want to read to you what the CEO was just in a 20-part tweet, multi-series of tweets. You can only tweet 240 characters at a time, so you had to post 20 times. All right, so he says, millions of crypto holders have been earning yield on their assets over the last few years. It makes sense. If you want to lend out your funds, you can earn a return. Everyone seems happy. And what he's referring to are a variety of different websites out there. Now, these are not decentralized finance sites. These are centralized finance, but they're outside of the banking system. Some of these sites, I'm not endorsing any of these things. I'm just giving you examples of what they are. Nexo is one of them. Celsius is another. And there's others. CoinLoan is another. There's several of these.
And what these do is you send them some amount of Bitcoin, and they loan it to people, and then they pay you a certain amount of interest that you earn on the Bitcoin that you loan them.
Correct? That's correct.
And a lot of them get up to 7, 8 to 10%.
Yeah, on the stable, so-called stable coins, you may get 10, 12, 14% return. APY or R, I forget which one, but, you know, per year, you might be able to make that kind of return. Which, if you compare that to a bank account,
and you're 0.025% interest or whatever.
If you're lucky. I mean, if you go with an online bank where they don't have all the overhead that, you know, the big banks do, you might push close to 0.75% or 0.5% on putting your money in the bank.
2 years ago, I had a bank close one of my accounts, and they're still holding the money, and they're still paying interest on the savings account. This is a savings account, right? So it's got a better interest rate than others, and it... In the last 2 years, it's made 12 cents in interest.
It's ridiculous.
And it's not a totally inconsequential amount of money in there. It's just a laughably low interest rate.
Well, I've seen circumstances on some exchanges where just ordinary people who, especially with one of the stable coins, they'll loan it out and they'll get 22% yearly interest rate. And I'm like, wow, normal individuals who now have the power of a credit card company.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. And so some of these loans you can do with crypto, basically if you already have crypto, you can get loaned another form of crypto. So if you have Bitcoin but you want dollars, you don't have to sell your Bitcoin. you can loan the Bitcoin or you can deposit the Bitcoin and then take a loan out based on that collateral, essentially. So,
and then if Bitcoin goes up, you could essentially
pay back the loan and you get the Bitcoin back and it's gone up in value.
Okay.
So it's interesting. If it goes down, then they could liquidate the Bitcoin and that's bad for you. But ultimately, it's an interesting way to get dollars out of Bitcoin without actually cashing it out, which is a legal act, as I understand it. Now, I'm not giving legal advice here, but my understanding is if you sell Bitcoin in the United States, the IRS wants to tax that on capital gains. But loans are exempted from tax, from capital gains tax, from what I understand.
Interesting.
So if you're taking a loan out using Bitcoin,
sounds dangerous.
As you're using Bitcoin as collateral for that loan, that's not a capital gain because you're taking the risk on the loan. Anyway, let's go on with what Brian Armstrong has to say here. So he's pointing out that people are doing this. There's a huge industry out there with billions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency that are deposited at these other companies that are then loaning those cryptos out and paying the people who deposited those cryptos fairly high percentage rates. Bitcoin itself, you can get like between 4 and 7% on. The stable coins, it's like 10% or more. So it's very, very lucrative for people that are willing to let another company hold onto their coins. Because remember, there's some risk here, which is that if this company that you gave your coins to decides to close up shop and, you know, run for the hills with your crypto, well, you get nothing.
And there was a Canadian exchange that it sounds like did essentially that last year.
Where the guy faked his death? Was it that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or allegedly faked his death?
He went to a part of the world famous for helping people fake their deaths,
and
whereupon
died.
He mysteriously died. So
Armstrong continues. He says, a bunch of great companies in crypto have been offering versions of this for years. Coinbase came out recently and said we would be launching our own version. So they're late to the party. Like, you know, they're the big bank, right? Like, oh, crap, you know, these other companies have been doing this now for 4 years. Some of these companies have been around since 2017, 2018. And now Coinbase is like, all right, we're jumping on the bandwagon. Well, they say we were planning to go live in a few weeks, so we reached out to the SEC.
Oh, they brought it on themselves.
To give them a friendly heads up and a briefing. They responded by telling us that this lend feature is a security. She says, okay, well, that seems strange. How can lending be a security? So we asked the SEC to help us understand and share their view. We always make an effort to work proactively with regulators and keep an open mind.
Yeah, how's that working out, dude?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to understand you when you have
We always invite the vampire into the house, of course.
I mean, he's literally filleting them as he's complaining about them. We'll tell you more about what he has to say coming up here in hour two. It's Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.